What's the name of the podcast, Ethan?
I don't fucking know.
Yeah, it's a not comedy.
It's not going to be a podcast. It's going to be a fucking train wreck.
I wouldn't say that.
Welcome back to the shit show.
Yeah. Oh, what do you reckon? Ah, fuck, it should be right.
What?
Nah, that sounds like shit, doesn't it?
Let's get all the fucking noises out now.
Yeah. Oh, it's going to be terrible the whole time. Every 5 seconds we hear.
Yeah. I don't know, the one we did with Legacy, you fucking had it holding it, and it wasn't too bad. I think my mate did a bit of magic on that one.
Well, he's a pro, isn't he, Legacy?
Yeah. He's held some mic before, yeah.
Fucking oath.
He's so good, he gets his own mic, remember?
Yeah.
So, yeah, from last
his own
gig.
COVID mic.
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought you were looking over my shoulder like Puddin' was here.
No, just...
You'll hear him.
Yeah.
Steam rolling in.
So, yeah, we started without him, eh?
Yeah, fuck him.
Yep.
You got to get your olds, so don't put this up like it was my idea either.
What's that?
The one who suggested it, I just ran with it.
You're the one that said, let's roast him for fucking driving his car into floodwater.
Yeah, we're going to roast him,
yep.
For sure, but to start without him.
Oh, yeah.
It's all part of the roast.
Well, you know, maybe his car's fucking flooded somewhere else, you never know.
He found a lake to drive into on the way here.
Get nostalgic or something.
Dumb cunt. Anyway.
So how about you give us the story before he gives us the bullshit?
Yeah, I still haven't heard it yet.
Yeah, all right. So he left here after doing the podcast last week. And so you know where you go along past the Hunter Stadium and there's like a 7-Eleven servo and shit? It's the one past the BP further up. He got detoured to the left there.
Past the Lambda's public school or whatever.
Near the school, which he's not allowed to go that way anyway. Anyways, so he's going up that way and then he just chucks a right down like a dead-end street and then at the end of it, it's like a cul-de-sac and it's filled with water. He's like, oh, I'll just do a U-turn in the Commodore here.
In the puddle.
Yeah.
Full flood water.
Yeah.
And then probably puddle's not the correct
That's why I corrected. Yeah.
Yeah. So chucked a Yui in that, and he said it was so deep that it came up over the bonnet.
Fucking hell.
It could have turned around at any point on the street before he hit the water. But he's like, nah, here's a good spot to do it.
Right in the water, yeah.
Yeah.
Was it an insurance job?
No, it wasn't.
No?
No, he's just an idiot.
Fair enough.
He's just got a stinky car now.
Nah, it's fucked.
It's fucked?
Yep.
That's stuff the motor.
Yeah, it's written.
All the electrics and shit.
Yeah, it wouldn't start.
Ooh.
And, idiot.
That's pretty funny.
He could have turned around at any point on that street.
Yeah, because you're sitting there, you're driving out. Shit, it's starting to get a bit fucking high, isn't it?
Yeah. He did that in the cul-de-sac as the water's coming up over the bonnet. He's like, oh, it's a bit high.
Fucking hell. Were you here for the June storms like in 2007 and shit, weren't you?
It was like
I didn't.
You were still down the coast.
Yeah.
Yeah, my street, that where I live, like sort of bottom of the gully sort of thing, and there's this one spot in the street where it just flooded and then the drains flooded and the whole thing was fucked and people were just driving through pudding-esque. And I think it got to a stage where people were like looking for places to fuck their cars up, so they just would turn it into the street and just go, oh, this is be good, and just fucking ruining it. And out they get.
Yeah, well, that's a hard one for the insurance companies.
Like a car park in a fucking street.
So many cunts just rode off their cars in this one spot.
Yeah.
Fuck. So, yeah.
And did someone...
Go on.
Someone abused him or something?
Yeah, okay, so he's sitting there in his car. Someone walks over and they're like, do you want a hand, like, pulling your car out or whatever? He's like, nah, that's right, mate. Tow truck's on the way. It's going to pick her up. And he's like, yeah, I saw the whole thing. Bit of a fucking idiot, aren't you?
So unnecessary.
Yeah. But then Mitch has fucking jumped out of the car, chased the cunt up the street, trying to punch on with him.
Mm.
Yeah. At least he got some exercise. I think that's him.
Yeah, it sounded like a door opening.
Yeah. All right.
Oh, that's perfect timing, actually.
Here we go.
Here he is.
Here he is. You got any headphones?
No,
I didn't think.
Oh, we're not talking shit about you at all.
Not at all.
No.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, just get a bit closer, mate. Get in there.
All right.
Straight in.
What are we doing?
We're just getting a recap of
Ethan's version.
Yeah.
What's yours?
Yeah. Fuck you, Ethan.
Hang on, before we start, fucking, it's good that you made it, mate.
Didn't
run into any puddles on your way here. Oh, you can't hear it because you don't have headphones on.
Nah.
It was the drum. Anyway.
Congratulations.
You made it.
Can we take a bit of heat off that fucking microphone at all?
It's a bit odd, isn't it? He's breathing a bit loud. Did you run here?
I don't know if you realise there's a slight incline to your driveway.
Is that what it is?
Well, you need Sherpas or something, do you? Fuck.
Fucking wouldn't mind if you're offering.
Yeah, that one's yours. Righto.
So yeah, we've heard his version of your story, so let's hear your
version.
Did
he tell you the story about the guy who came up to help me and I just fucking abused him?
Yeah, but we want to hear a more in-depth version.
So I'm fucking, I was on Discord today with Jolson. Jolson's like, fuck, you're a cunt. And I'm like, what? He's like, oh, you just like chased a dude up the road who was trying to help you. And I'm like, what? He's like, yeah, Ethan told me. So Ethan's been spreading this story about me. He just fucking, like, some dude coming to help me push my car out of the road. And I've just like gone off at him and chased him.
Hey, I was just going off what you told me. Right. Which was that he came over and was like, do you need help getting your car out? And you were like, nah, it's all right, the tow truck's coming. And he was like, well, you're a bit of a fuckwit, aren't you, for driving through the floodwater, which is true.
Yeah.
And then you were like, who the fuck are you, cunt? And you chased him up the street. Is that not what happened?
No, I didn't chase him. Do I look like the sort of dude who chases people?
Nah. I thought you did chase him.
Nah, he ran up the road. He stopped about 20 metres up the road.
You tell me you chased him.
I chased him up the curb.
What?
So there was some kind of chase.
Kind of, yeah.
He took a few steps and he's like, that's enough.
Got my point across.
Puffed out.
There was a slight incline.
Yeah.
I do think you should listen back, though, and do what Ethan just said as a bit. I think it would be fantastic.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
I will listen back then. So, what happened? So, I'm driving down the road and it's pissing down like it usually does when it floods. And
can I preface this by saying that right before on the podcast, before you left, you were talking about how awesome your Commodore is?
Yeah. I was like, I really like it, eh? It's a good car.
It was.
It was, yeah. That was such a shit podcast. It was not worth it.
I was so hungover from the night before. I was up till 4 a.m. drinking. And then he messages me, oh, we're doing a podcast today. I'm like, oh, I guess. It's like the first time he's ever taken initiative to get the podcast going.
And it was so not worth it in the end.
Oh, it was such a shit podcast. We had nothing to talk about. And then I left and wrote my car off.
It seems to be a bit of a trend developing. Like, Luke's been on the podcast and rolled his car. You've been on the podcast and then fucking destroyed your car.
Yeah.
Shit, we might be in trouble going home.
That VW of your parents is going to burst in the flames.
Oh, fuck. I'm going to get blamed for it.
Yep. Yeah. So I got like turned off the main street and I was like, oh, fuck, where am I going to go now? And I was like, oh, there's this street. I've used it before. So it ends in a cul-de-sac and there's like a driveway and stuff. And then I was like, oh, fuck. Driving down, I was like, oh, shit, this water's getting a bit deep. And like the middle of the road was still like, had like a little bit of water, but not like crazy deep, probably an inch or so. And then I'm like, all right, sweet, I'll turn around then. And as I've turned around, the like decline of the road, there was more like obviously a lot more water in the side of the road.
Yeah.
And as I've like turned around, my engine's just cut out. And I was like, oh well, fuck it. There goes my car. All right. So I've called Tanya up and I'm like, because I called like I was with one particular insurance agency for years, and Tanya was like, you got to fucking change them. And they're too expensive, so I changed them. But I forgot who I was with. And I was like, fuck, who am I with? I'm like, who'd you change the insurance to? And she's like, I didn't change the insurance, you did. I'm like, so I snapped. I was already in like a bad spot. I fucking went off at her. And she's like, you're an idiot. And I'm like, yeah. So then I've like gone through my emails. I'm like, all right, who am I with? And I found like Yui. And the last email I got from him was...
Didn't you flood your car doing a Yui?
Yeah. The last email I got from him was, oh yeah, your policy's unpaid. And I was like, oh no.
It just gets better and better.
Yeah. So I'm like, fuck. So I've called Tanya up. I'm like, have you been paying is the insurance coming out every week or every month? She's like, yeah. I'm like, well, where'd this email come from? I'm like stressing out about that. So I've called them.
This camera's tangled. Can you move that camera to your left a wee bit? Just spin it to your left. Just rotate it.
That way.
Yeah, that's better.
Yeah.
Jeez.
So I've called them up, and there's nothing scarier than calling up an insurance agency and being like, have I still got insurance?
Yeah.
So I've called them up and they're like, no, you're all good. We don't even know where that email came from. You paid up. There's nothing, no issue. I was like, all right, good.
Was it just someone having a laugh, was it?
Must have been. Jeez. I don't know. We've obviously not paid it like a day or something. It's sent out like an automatic email. So... I'm like, all right, sweet. I need a tow truck. Probably need a lodge a claim as well. Run through all that. And I just sat there on my iPad and I was reading. And all the flood water left. So the U-turn that I did, there was like a hatchback that did the exact same thing in the exact same way. Like 40 minutes after I'd like killed my car. So I was like, all right, this is great.
Oh, you watched them do it?
Yeah, I watched
them. Did you get out and tell them what you thought of the situation?
I actually did stop one other car, like when it was like real heavy. They were about to do the exact same thing I did.
Yeah.
And I'm like on the horn. I'm like, oi, oi, oi. I know what you're thinking. Don't do that, eh? Go up that way. So I saved someone else from a shit night.
It's like, I'm a fucking it's like good me bloke. Watching you smoke. Pot all the time. I'm like, no, don't don't want to go down that way. Yeah. I've been down there. It's fucking shit.
Yeah. So, like, all the rainwater clears. It stops raining, and then I'm just sitting there minding my own business. And he's like, fucking. He was shorter than me, like probably like your kind short. Of build, but like real fucking like weedy alcoholic looking dude.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, you need a hand pushing your car. I'm like, oh, no, it's all right, man. Like, it's a straight shot here. It won't be hard for the tow truck to get me or anything. He's like, yeah, I saw what you did. I'm like, yeah, I feel like a bit of a dickhead, but I didn't realize how deep the water was. He's like, yeah, like, I thought you were going to go up on the driveway. And then he goes, you turn left, and now what? Look what you've fucking done. You've fucked your car, and you're stuck in the middle of the road. I'm like, what? And he fucking repeated himself. He's like, now look at you. You fucked your car. I'm like, who the fuck do you think you are, cunts? I'm fucking just like, I was like in a pretty good mood as well because I'm like, all right, insurance is covered. Like, all I got to do is just wait here and we're all hunky-dory. And then like just from like 4 out of 10 stress, straight back up to 10.
Yeah.
Like,
did you get on your tippy toes or?
Didn't need to. He was smaller than me. If it was a big Tongan dude, I'd have just locked the door and ignored him.
Just what you should have done with that dickhead too.
Yeah. So I fucking got out of my car and just like was just going off. Like, who the fuck? You fucking call me a dickhead? You're the fucking dickhead walking up to me. Can't you see? I'm already having a bad fucking night, you fucking idiot. And then I'm like right into him. I should slap you up the side of your fucking head, cunt. And like, it just like kept, I just kept escalating myself now. And he's like, I'm sorry, man. I'm sorry. Like, and I'm like,
was he retarded? Was he?
He must have been. He's fucking not all there, that's for sure. Like, does a normal person walk up to someone who's, like, very clearly having a bad night and be like, you know what they need to hear? How much of a dickhead they are.
Just a recap of the events.
Yeah. And it didn't even do it like a smart person would, like, driving past and just heckle me. No, he walked over to my car, made me open my door.
Just think if you hadn't done comedy, like how you would have taken the heckle way worse. So.
Oh, dude.
You're probably on a murder charge at the moment.
Honestly, I was like, yeah, I couldn't believe how fucking angry I was at this dude. And then eventually, like, it was just getting worse and worse. And then he's like, just run. He just started running up the road. And I'm like, all right, whatever. And then I've like turned around and started walking to my car. And he probably only run like 4 houses up. I'm like, keep running, cunt. He just kept fucking running around the corner. I'm like, oh, well. I called Ethan and then...
He calls me up. I nearly got in a punch on with some bloke. I'm like, how? You're fucking stuck on the side of the road.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Yeah. So, I got towed. And then Ethan come and pick me up, and then Tanya come and pick me up from here.
Did the truck driver give you any shit when he picked you up?
No, he was chuffed. I mean, money.
Yeah.
He's like, I've got 5 more pickups after this. Mm-hmm. He goes, you're not the only dickhead on the road.
what'd you fucking say, Kurt?
He was much bigger than me, Adam.
Start running.
Start towing, cunt.
But, like, after you calm down, you're like, oh, man, there's, like, real consequences to this. I'm like, what happens if he's got, like, 50 fucking cousins who live around the corner or something? Yeah. So then every time, like, a car drove past, like, that little, like, thought, like, these people the here, to here. Yeah, yeah. Here to bash you. They're here to bash you. So nothing happened, obviously. So it was all good. So I'd probably start working on the anger management again.
Have you told your therapist yet that you flooded your car?
No. That's couldn't next
get,
week's.
Couldn't get to the booking. Yeah. For the car.
So if anyone's selling a car.
Oh, that's right. You wanted to buy a fucking BMW, didn't you?
Ah, yeah. It was more about the reaction that Tanya was having. Until she got real personal and I got upset.
Well, that's what happens when you stir shit.
Yeah.
When you're baked.
Yeah, oh, man. So I was fucking, yeah. So I was real stoned last night and I'm just like on car sales. It was like a 2014 BMW, like M something. I don't know. It's like a nice car though. I was like, I can't believe they're selling this for like $6,000. Oh, fuck it, I'm going to buy it. Ethan's like, fucking gone mega Jew. He's like, oh, there's fucking parts on those things. He goes, they're so fucking expensive to fix. It's a nice car, man. It's pretty cheap. He goes, until something fucking breaks on it. And I'm like, oh. And then Tanya's like, fucking listen to him. Don't you fucking. And then I was like, oh, I found another car. I bet they'll take fucking $500 less for that. So then I'm like, yeah, I'll just, like, fucking ask him over the internet. He was like, don't make offers before you've even, like, seen the car in person. And I'm just like, nah, it'd be right. Like, just joking around. And Tanya fucking lost it. Like, proper lost it.
Because it's her fucking money.
It's her money.
it's her superannuation.
Yeah, well, it's our super.
It's our super.
Yeah, well... If she when she leaves me, I get half of it. She also gets half of mine.
Is this why you're trying to break down your like your whatever you own down to nothing? So you're like you get half of nothing.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Yeah, it's like yourself. You want to get 5 and no sick days left.
Yeah.
Oh shit! You need an intervention, cunt. You really do. You don't need a roast.
So, yeah, she started yelling at me and I got real upset and left the Discord and just I was only upset for about 30 seconds.
And then you forgot.
Yeah, I forgot exactly. I forgot where I was, to be honest. I was like, fuck, this is a good song. And then Tanya come in. I was like, oh, just let me chill out. Just leave me alone. Let me chill out.
So you're going to do that on Thursday night?
No. Oh, I don't know. We'll see. I did write a joke about it straight after. I sent it to Ethan. I can't remember what I wrote. Because I was high when I wrote it. I was like, oh yeah. It was like, oh. So I wrote my car off driving through fucking real deep puddles the other week. And like, easy mistake to make. Because there's nowhere written in the car manual that it's actually not a boat as well as a car.
Fuck's sake.
I can't even hear that. You can hear it in your headphones. Yeah.
That's so bad. And I wanted to encourage you fully to do that.
I was like, I can't tell if he's being sarcastic. I can't read tone.
How did you not know that that wasn't a good joke just from writing it down and going, oh, hang on a minute. This sucks.
I was real high.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
That's so bad.
You've got to find a stoner room where everybody's ripped in the crowd as well.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So they might be on the same wavelength.
Yeah. Gotta come up with some good ideas that I never remember.
If only there was a way to write them down.
Yeah.
Oh, man. If only. Yeah.
So have you fixed your shower?
Nah.
Have you mowed the lawn?
Nah.
Okay.
Everything's tracking pretty good. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, we're keeping an even keel. You know, or just average.
I think we're doing the show of how to not comedy is like, if anyone's thinking of getting into comedy, this is like why you shouldn't. Exhibit A.
So your front yard is like a jungle at the moment, is it?
Nah, it's not too bad, the front yard. It's just like the hedges. It's just hedges.
Yeah. How long is your lawn? Like,
no, there's no grass in the backyard whatsoever.
Yeah, but in the front yard, there's heaps long grass.
Not even. There's no grass in the front yard because
there's like weeds and shit.
Yeah, just weeds.
Oh, so you haven't even got a lawn to mow.
Exactly. I don't know why Ethan keeps...
What have we been going on about for this?
Last time I got there, it was like, you know where you park your cars and there's like the... what grows under and shit? That's getting up like yay high.
Oh, fuck off, cunt.
It was.
It was fucking 3 feet high.
I'm telling you, I was fucking wading through the shit. I was like in a jungle. I was like, fucking Jesus, got to get to Mitch's front door.
You are so full of shit, cunt.
It sounds like it's Vietnam in the front yard and Afghanistan.
It's
in the
really not.
It's,
yeah.
It's just slightly inconvenient. You're like, well, yeah, this
it just doesn't look like. It just doesn't look like a nice yard. You don't look at it and go, oh, nice. You've seen it.
Yeah, it's a lot of sand.
It's just sand, yeah.
Yeah, sand and the occasional big fucking weed that's growing up.
Yeah.
Probably just under the height of the table.
Yeah, there was a lantana bush fucking... Look, it's my legs itchy.
Yeah.
Of course it does. Look at you, cunt.
I'm allergic to grasses, all right?
You're a fucking walking allergy, cunt.
I'm only allergic to horses, dust mites, grasses.
Cats.
Most dogs.
Air.
Trees.
You're allergic to air.
Yeah.
You have fucking hay fever.
Adam's allergic to what?
Seafood and nuts.
Ah, yeah.
But hence, apparently I can handle, what is it, grass, air.
You can handle your grass, mate. We all know.
Sometimes.
Fuck.
Yeah, so that's me story.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's a funny story, man.
Yeah. I feel like there's a bit there. Definitely a bit there.
Not the bit you've done, but there is something there. Sure. Absolutely.
You should just get on and just yell about it. Like, fully take your anger out on stage, but try not to make everybody think that you're going to kill them. But, yeah.
Honestly, I'm not that fucking...
So do the blind set.
Yeah.
I love you, Brian. Don't kill me, please.
I'm fucking on the top of that cunt skill list.
Oh, so we just had a the first one back, speaking of.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you had a good set, Adam. It was good.
Cheers. It was only 3 minutes long.
Yeah, mine was 2.5 minutes.
Yeah, again, you fucking smoking too much. You forgot your jokes.
Well, it was more the fact that I was writing jokes on the way there that really fucked me.
Yeah, I'm not doing that anymore.
Yeah.
I've fucking done that a few times. Your brain's all mushed up with like, oh, I want to do this jokes. Or that. Yeah, you don't know what the fuck you're doing.
Yeah.
Make a plan and stick to it.
Lock it in.
I was like, not fucking writing a Corona joke. Everyone's got fucking Corona jokes. My opener was a Corona joke.
There wasn't too many Corona jokes, actually.
Yeah.
No, most people steered clear of it, so. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Fucking Mr. Headliner over here.
Yeah, you headlined after Isaac Butterfield.
You pushed Buttsy.
Bumped him. Because he saw 21 and he's like, fuck that, I'm not waiting here for 3 hours. Oh, man. So he's like, I'm going in the middle. It's a smart move, really. Like, use your power that you've got to get in the middle. Yeah.
Yeah. Buttsy, classic middle act.
The midliner.
Yeah, I was there when Buttsy middled at the Wicker. Oh, shit.
Oh, fuck. I liked his set.
I thought it was great.
I thought it was great.
Apparently, that was the first set he'd done in 9 months, he was saying.
Yeah, that's
9 months?
Yeah.
His special's only just come out, though.
Yeah, well, that's what he said. Oh, I was speaking to him afterwards, and yeah. First time in 9 months, so.
Shit.
Pretty fucking polished for 9 months off.
Yeah.
We've all been like, what have we been? Two
years, and I'm doing the same 5 minutes. I'm a fucking idiot.
Yeah,
that bit he did had a lot of tension in it.
Oh,
so
man,
much.
Like, so good.
And everyone was into it too.
Yeah. Well, there was the people that weren't, which was great. I fucking love that because then they started heckling and he's good at dealing with hecklers.
Mm.
He obviously gets heckled a lot.
Was it Kathy?
Yeah, Kathy.
Yeah, geez.
I don't think you get heckled that much if he's doing bigger shows. Unless you're one of those dickheads that buys a ticket to a show just to fucking yell at the comedian.
Yeah, most of his shows would be preaching to the converted sort of thing.
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah.
I don't think he handled that heckler very well at all. I don't think, like, it diffused the situation, but I don't think he handled it greatly.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, it was a lot of crowd work that he was doing.
Yeah. I've seen him do pretty good at big dog shows when he used to be on them, like, because he'd used to MC with Miller or whatever.
Yeah.
Where they go.
Yeah.
Yeah, you would get heckled. Oh, he would have got heckled a lot doing like big dog shows and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But yeah, doing his own book shows, like you said, everyone's there to see him, so it's you're not going to cop it as much. So he was just kind of like, both of you shut the fuck up, and then they both respected him enough to shut the fuck up.
Yeah. As opposed to start punching on him.
But yeah, if they didn't respect him, then it would have just been like, oh, now what? Like, if any of us here had just told them both to shut the fuck up, that would not work at all.
It would have escalated.
It would have thrown fuel on the fire. So
yeah.
I was like, oh, it worked. But I was like, nah, I wouldn't do that. But anyway.
I'd probably start like a betting line between the two of them. And just be like, I got $20 on the fucking.
Oh, if they're going to punch on in the car park.
Yeah. Fuck it.
Yeah.
Just add, like, literally, just add fuel to the fire. Just like, you won't.
You won't.
You're like, pussy.
The first show ever, there's just a punch on. Oh, like, well, man. That's the end of that.
Sorry, Bella.
It's all cancelled before she even gets to go to her own.
Oh, man.
And then Brooke would just be sitting back kind of like, told you so. Fucking told you so.
Oh, that's gone.
Yeah.
I was basically the guy that ran it at the end and they wanted to put it inside and have everyone standing up watching comedy like a fucking band.
Oh, in that front room.
He's gone, we fit 200 people in the front bar. And I was like, sitting down? He's like, no, stand up. I was like, you sit down for a comedy show, mate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think they're going to do it, get another speaker outside. And then, yeah, so you can fill out the beer garden or whatever. Cause
yeah, that'll work.
I can imagine as it gets warmer, that might end up being a cracking show or just the biggest hell gig fucking with people in the back.
Heckling.
Yeah. Yelling out,
just, it was already
got that potential.
That fucking dude.
The stump.
The stump.
Dude, he was talking about fucking that. It was one joke. And all you could hear him is like, I'd fucking punch his nuts through his fucking throat. And then, like, everyone just tried to ignore him, so he just got louder, like I do.
He didn't like Roger. He stormed off.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I don't know. He was talking about doing shoeies or something. Yeah, okay. He got up and went, you're fucked, and just walked off. What?
So
it's the least offensive bit anyone's ever done.
Yeah, yeah, the stump. This dude's stump. Fucking, yeah, just a bogan, like a proper bogan. And that's where he draws a line.
That's where he draws a line.
Asians doing shoes.
Yeah. It might have, for him, it just might have been Asians in general. So.
I think so.
I was like, he's a racist for sure. Like, yeah. This has nothing to do with the bit.
He's murdering. Roger's just murdering everyone's pissed.
He's like, they take our jobs and our drinking habits.
Oh, shit.
And there was a, who was the other chick? The chick that just basically did like a TED talk and she's trying to sell a fucking book and an app and fucking...
I was hoping...
I went and took a shit when she walked up.
Her book was called The Dickhead List and she was on the front cover too. Fuck, I was hoping I was next. I had that in the bank ready to go.
That is brilliant.
Great.
D Faith, that was it, wasn't it? D Faith.
Oh, I can't remember because, yeah I got lost interest pretty quick. Yeah. When she started talking about selling something. I've got a book and I've got a podcast and fucking some other shit.
How about the Carl Barron cameo as well?
Oh, yeah. How good was that?
Well, I didn't know at the start. I was sitting there and Ben McClellan's just going, oh, fuck. And I was like, oh, shit. I didn't really realize he was that nervous. He's going, no, it's Carl Barron. I was like, oh, fuck, here we go.
Yeah, no. I was like, you did the Carl Barron, like, you haven't got an ass joke. And I was just like, straight up, I was like, that's Carl Barron.
Wow. And
Ben's like, fuck, it is too. Fuck. Just like, oh my God. That was the dude. He put up a Facebook post on the pub's Facebook. Like he was some big comedian, like live at the fucking Wicco.
And then did it.
It confused the fuck out of everyone because everyone's like, have they organized a different headliner that no one knows or some shit?
Yeah,
like,
or what the fuck's going MC on? Or something. Yeah. But his photo, like, just the size of his nose, he just looked like the biggest fucking Alco, like on that photo.
Yeah.
And then it turns out he was.
You just, yeah, straight up fucking just stealing jokes.
I love it how he just took it and run it into the ground as well.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, yeah. Yeah.
If you're going to steal a bit, like...
Do it good.
Well, yeah, definitely do it good, but don't steal Australia's most famous comics joke, you know, like maybe something else. Yeah.
This is how much of an idiot I am, is I had no idea it was Carl Barron's jokes. So
you're just... like, you were jealous? You're like, oh man, you're they're like, great jokes.
Like, they're great jokes, but they're not landing. What's wrong with the crowd? What a fucking idiot.
I didn't know that either, so yeah, but I could just hear everyone whispering, that's Carl Barron's.
Yeah, as soon as I heard that, I was like, oh, I see what's going on. Why aren't any of you fuckers calling out anything? Like, there's been heckles all night. Yeah. Well, now's the time to fucking heckle someone if you're going to heckle.
True. I thought Legacy was going to say something when he got up afterwards. Yeah.
Legacy was too ashamed. Like, all the comics were just ashamed. Like, that's what it's like when someone steals an entire set. Like,
but at least the second one he owned, he'd go, I got this one from AA at Saturday or something, then went through that like tongue twister thing that he did.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It was off the great Aussie joke or whatever.
Yeah. As someone who has trouble speaking, he did well.
Oh,
he smashed it.
I wonder how long he's been fucking rehearsing for that.
Oh, man, if he spent that much time rehearsing that bit instead of just writing 5 minutes of your own shit, he'd be killing all of us.
Yeah. Well, you never know, like, because we're on next month, the 26th, I think, or whatever, or this month, and fucking, it'd be funny if they all come back and they've all actually written something now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, some people.
Well, he just gets up and steals another comics joke. Yeah.
Do some Louis.
Starts doing Butsy set from us. So these women, right? Fuck. I hope he does.
So do I.
Every so month good. He turns up and just picks somebody else.
Yeah. He just just becomes a comic who steals people's bits. Yeah. We've just, like, every comic's made an agreement to give a bit to him. All right, he's doing my set tonight.
He's Australia's Carlos Mencia.
You end up getting the shits because he hasn't stolen any of your bits. And you're like, what's wrong with my bits?
Fuck. Brian's sitting there going, that haircut bit's fucking gold. He won't take it.
It's the only bit Mitch has ever complimented me on.
Oh, shit.
But there's that picture frame bit or something that they reckon that he ripped off somebody else. So if he rips it off Brian, who's ripped it off somebody else.
Yeah.
Imagine how shit it'll be on the next iteration of being ripped off. if that's how it works, like the jokes just get shitter every time.
Like drugs,
they
cut it fucking more shit.
Oh, shit. Oh.
Wow.
That was a pretty good venue though. I enjoyed it there, so
and then I had fun.
Yeah, good setup.
I had fucking so much fun. I didn't realise how much I'd missed it. I was worried, like, coming back. I'm like, oh, fuck.
Oh, it's great, yeah.
Yeah.
And so when I went down to Sydney beforehand, that was shit because it was just a room full of comedians, whereas this one was an actual comedy club.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's good. And they've closed. Have they closed down comedy again in Sydney?
Nah, I think they're still going.
Yeah.
Some of them have closed down. Sticks and Stones have closed back down again.
Bunch of pussies.
Yeah. But they went at first.
You think they'd be the ones to fucking keep it going?
No, yeah, they're really against it. Yeah, anyone that's doing comedy's fucking dumb anyway. So if you're risking anyone's life for it, you're a fucking idiot. Pretty much their spiel.
That's what they said the first time around too.
Yeah.
In March, they're going, if anyone's still doing it, you should have a good long hard look at yourselves and all that. And I was like,
well, the Newcastle comics are like.
But they say that about comedy in general.
Yeah.
With COVID, they're just like. Yeah, don't do comedy. It's fucking dumb.
Yeah, well, Todd looks like he's fucking dead and they just warm him up every week anyway.
So yeah, he is.
Yeah, I think that's shut and Petersham's shut as well. And I know Lewisham's still gone.
Yeah.
And maybe the Argyle as well.
Yep.
Yeah, we'll see what happens.
Hopefully we can
enjoy it while it fucking lasts.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I don't know when the fucking Kent's starting up, so... They're not going until it's 2 square meter rule. Because they said, oh, we can't get enough people upstairs. I was like, well, we've already run it in Corona.
Don't worry, you never do.
Yeah. There's been 4 before.
Yeah. There's horrendous nights where there's like fucking just comics.
Oh, man. Those are
you
usually...
should do it to him. Yeah. Pitch it like that. Don't worry about the numbers.
Oh, that's what I said to him. I said, yeah, we've already run it like that. And he's like, yeah, no, we're not doing that again.
Does that mean they're going to start advertising?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, well, as soon as the guy that runs it now, what's his name? Chris, once I found out he actually runs a pub and got him to put a Facebook post up, people started turning up, funnily enough.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, the last show was awesome.
Yeah.
The very last one.
I think everyone was trying to make the most of it
before
everything shut down.
Yeah.
I know I was getting out, usual stuff, go to the pub, lick public seats.
Yeah.
Yeah, nice one, man. Stuff. You really ran with that.
Yeah, nah, it was good, wasn't it?
It was a good riff.
Yeah, nah.
I'm going to
go get a beer.
Yeah.
I'm going to steal a beer. Who wants a beer?
Oh, I'm right.
I'll have 3 of my beers, please. Fucking dog's going off ahead.
Well, you got the dogs are anti drinking or something. I'm going to get a beer or something.
Dry July, isn't it?
The dog's anti-movement. If anyone moves, she starts losing her shit.
Oh, I suppose I'll have another beer.
What? Fuck it. That fridge is not on. try the fridge that's on.
That's the oven.
That's the oven. Oh, you've upset the dog again.
Oh, fucking hell. We might have to cut this part of the dead air.
That's all right. Fuck it. This one's going straight out onto Patreon.
Straight in.
What? 3 beers? Yeah. You want another one, don't you?
Yeah, I'll have another one.
Mark's not drinking.
No.
Mate, be fucking rich.
You're wasting away over there. Look at you. What's going on?
Oh, I went for a surf earlier. I'm
tired.
Oh, but... fuck.
Surf?
Surf?
I haven't had a surf for fucking so long.
It was pumping.
You're one of those mad cunts that gets out there when it's real cold.
Luke Heggie, come to the rescue.
Yeah, Luke Heggie's got us covered.
Fuck yeah.
Someone get me. You can't even figure it out. Fuck me.
I slipped.
Yeah, I've had a busy day. I was cleaning the asshole hairs out of my fucking hair trimmers because my mates got pissed the other night here.
And fucked you.
And shaved, yeah, shaved their heads. And then, what were they fucking...
What were their asshole hairs?
Because they shaved both their heads, and then for some reason they're like, oh, it would be funny if we shaved his ass. I started shaving his ass. I'm like, thanks, cunts.
Yeah.
Now I've got to fucking brush the ass hairs out of my fucking
clippers. One of them trimmed the other one's ass hairs, like giggling about it. Like, this is totally not gay at all.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. I was just upset because it was in my fucking my hair clippers. They're going to get a workout when I fucking go back to the rally at the end of winter. Too far. Nah, just shit.
What's the rally?
KKK rally.
Yeah.
Fucking, you would know.
You're fucking a fucking Jew. You're the last person who can make that joke.
I'm the first person that can make that joke, thank you. Get out of here, dog.
KK's trying to fucking jump up on
Look,
Ethan.
It's not there's no such fucking thing as rallies anymore. We have our meetings over Zoom now. So.
Yeah. Oh, fucking... Unless you're rallying against the police, then well, all of a sudden you're allowed to again.
Well, speaking of racism and where I got it from, my dad made a little Facebook post the other day.
from his seat in North Queensland?
Yeah. He's really taken on the North Queensland way of life. Yeah.
Weirdly enough, I had a dream about Pauline Hanson the other day that I'd met her just passing on the street.
You were shaving her butt hairs.
No. It was just like, oh, hi, Pauline. How you going? Nice to meet you.
Did it what involve her running the fish and chip shop? Or
no, actually... nothing like that. She seemed
wasn't
really
food
busy.
Related.
Yeah. Anyway, continue.
It was racism related.
Well, as some of you may know, they've renamed. Well, they're going to rename Coon Cheese.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's a big. Big debacle over that.
Fuck, we hate paying for plastic bags and renaming cheeses.
Oh, yeah. And so they're renaming it, even though it was named after Edward Coon in the cooning process. They're like, nah, we're going to be politically correct and rename it, and everyone's up in arms. And my dad puts up this post on Facebook and says, gee, they're renaming Coon Cheese. Hope they rename it Nigger Cheese. What the fuck?
I feel like you can do that bit on stage.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, when you want to get cancelled.
Yeah.
How many likes did that post get?
A few. I've got a couple of racist friends.
Wow.
So yeah, that was fucked. This is the same man who went to Germany and stood where Hitler stood and did the Nazi salute. That's killing Mark, he's done.
Yeah.
He's like, I shouldn't be here.
Yeah.
Why do I come on this show?
Tell you what, if any of us ever end up making it anywhere, this show is going to be the downfall of us.
Yeah, we'll be like Brian Callum. Have you heard about that? You know, Chris D'Elia, how he got Me Too'd.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, Brian Callum got Me Too'd as well this week. After throwing Chris D'Elia under the bus last week. Oh. They're all just accusations, but... Yeah,
that's all you need these
days. That's all you need. And, so Brian Callum had a video out there of a podcast that he did. It was The Fighter and the Kid from way back. And he was talking about whipping his dick out in front of Whitney Cummings, like in the car ride home. I'm like, oh, that don't look good. You don't want that recorded.
But she was telling the story and she was laughing about it. So
yeah,
somebody else got triggered.
His career's over.
That's fine.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
when you've got accusations that you're a rapist against you, that doesn't look good.
Has Brian Callen actually got those accusations?
100%. I posted it earlier. Yeah.
Ah, well.
It was like a few hours ago. But yeah, I'm fucking... I'm on the hot button issues, mate. I know what's going on.
Yeah, fuck, I'm too busy just being fat.
You do it well.
Yeah. Look, mate, you fucking...
Stick to what you know.
Yeah, pick a career and just go for it, you know?
Well, that's the thing. As long as we all keep sucking, we can say whatever the fuck we want.
That's right.
Yeah.
That'll be the excuse, won't it? Yeah, I just don't want to make it further, you know? I'm not going to censor myself, you know?
Yeah. If people get upset at this and start posting it, I'll be happy.
Yeah.
Good press, yeah.
Thanks any for sharing.
Yeah, any press is good.
Four
press.
Previously unknown comedians are now slightly.
Oh, that's what we're going to do is do the Me Too wall. We're going to, because everyone
that's right.
on their podcast has like famous comedians that they aspire to. And we're just going to have like Cosby and fucking D'Leo and shit on the back wall.
Guess who? Game going.
Oh, I still haven't fucking made it. I'm just a lazy cunt. But I'll get around to it one day.
It probably would sound a bit weird if you listen to it and you see it's click, clack, clack, clack.
Well, yeah. I want to play it on the podcast, though. I reckon it'd be funny.
Yeah. As long as you actually have funny comedians on who can riff and stuff.
Just like that?
Yeah.
You show them how it's done, man.
Yeah.
You can always tell when every time you do that one, you're just going halfway through, you're like, I've lost the
interest. Yeah.
You feel that sometimes too, though, when you've got the crowd and everyone's listening to you, like right now, and you're like, I better say something fucking witty or I'm going down. Yeah. It's going to fucking suck. I was like 10 beers deep at a party the other day, waffling on about how I do comedy, and then I like realised that I had that moment, and I'm like, oh shit, I'm holding court. Oh fuck. Get me out.
I hope I packed this parachute correctly.
Yeah, pretty much. It was bad.
You just got to do the yep at the end of your story. Like everyone's quiet, like no one's saying anything. You're like, yep.
Dude, can you do your fucking boat joke about your car and then do yep and then walk? Yes. Yes.
Oh man,
yeah, finish
become...
your set that way on Thursday night.
Yeah. Just fuck it up for the next person going after you.
Man, just fun. Do anti-comedy.
Yeah.
There'll be plenty of that going around, don't worry.
Yeah, no. So I'll just do me normal set.
Yeah, man.
Yep.
You got a thing going there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, every joke.
Yep.
What else have we got? I got notes. Yeah.
Thanks.
Wow.
Yeah.
The world's most identical twins want to get pregnant with their shared boyfriend. I'll give you one guess as to the race of the world's most identical twins.
Like sort of white Latin or something?
Nah, you're wrong. You're not racist enough. Sorry.
The white dude with no hair is apparently not racist enough.
Yeah. Well, it shocks everybody when I say things that aren't fucking...
Yeah. We make a sexist joke and you're like, hey, man.
No, they're Asian.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Obviously.
The race that all people look the same.
So how, the world's who most identical decided twins. That they are the world's most identical twins?
I don't know. Do they enter a contest?
They're pretty fucking identical. Yeah. I don't look at them.
Are they good looking?
No. Yeah.
No, they are.
No, we got one each way.
They're fucking weird. They've had too much plastic surgery and they're all
they've got these real squinty eyes.
Ethan, bring them up for us.
Yeah, bring them up.
All right. Fuck.
Ethan jerks off to...
We need to settle this.
Yeah.
This is actually turning very Joe Rogan-esque.
It is, Jamie. World's most identical twins.
You've already got him there on fucking speed dial.
Yeah. Oh, Jesus. Oh, no, you're right. What the fuck?
Yeah. Moses. They're fucking weird looking.
Oh, they don't look so bad in that one. But, gee, that's...
What have they done
That's got to be photoshopped, right? Oh, what is going on? They look like a fucking cartoon. Yes.
Somebody made a lot of money. It was a shit-ass plastic surgeon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the boyfriend.
We just don't look... So. Is that the bloke knocking him off?
Yeah.
He looks like a fucking one of those, like, evil Russians from any of those movies, like the...
The James Bond movies?
Yeah, one of them, yeah.
Yeah.
Go to a fucking switch cameras at the same time. Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty rough.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's fucking...
Fuck.
Crazy.
Well, good on him for knocking them both off. Do they all get in? Because that's got to be the weirdest, most incest fucking...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Well, that porn's all the rage these days.
Yeah, it's just like, I could rub one out myself or I could rub my sister out and just be the same sort of thing.
It's fucked too, because all the good videos, they're pretending to be sisters now. I'm like, I'm not into that, but I'm into your bail. So. Now I got the weirdest fucking Pornhub cookies popping up. God damn it. You watch one sister fucking video?
You should see my history. Fuck.
Oh, yeah, yours is a mess.
I'm getting suggested videos on Facebook of, like, how to pluck my eyebrows and shit. I think I've been watching too much Transport. All right, I'm doing that.
I've seen you in a skirt. That's fucking... You scrub up.
Yeah, it's good, isn't it? I could become the first trans comic to actually fucking make it, because I'd just be doing horrific jokes and being like, well, I'm trans, so I can say whatever the fuck I want.
Set of bolt-ons.
You don't even really need to be trans. You just need to pretend you are and then start doing comedy.
What are you going to call yourself there?
Well, I haven't thought that far into it, to be honest.
Come fuck on. The patriarchy.
Got to have a plan.
I don't know.
Athena or some shit.
That is terrible.
Yep.
Yep. That's the name of this podcast. Yep.
Sorry.
Oh, speaking of trans people too, here's another note on my list. There's a trans school shooter is being defended on Twitter as a victim of transphobia.
Ah, yep.
Mm. So they went and shut up a school and they're like, it's not their fault. She was bullied, or he was bullied.
It's the same as the person that, some chick that shot somebody and they're going, oh, she's a, forget about the, I think she shot Andy Warhol or something.
What?
Really? I don't know if he got shot, but yeah. And they've gone, oh, forget about the fact that she shot and killed somebody. Think about all the work she did for the women's like rights and all this. Not even though she murdered somebody. It's like,
oh, wow.
Look at the good things.
I was like the chick at the 7-Eleven with the axe down in Sydney. The chick. She was a dude. Chopped the fuck out of someone. And they're all like, oh, it's because she was mental. I'm like, yeah, she was. She had an axe and she was chopping people with it.
Hacking people with an axe, she got some sort of problem. There's that list of yours down.
We'll get through it. Here's one for you, Adam. You're going to love this. Surfing has a diversity issue. It's all white men.
Well,
I saw this the other day.
Not really.
Yeah.
Because Brazilians are at the top of the world at the moment.
That's why I wanted you to answer this one. Yeah.
And... yeah, there's heaps of chicks but that do it as well.
But they're all white.
But how many disabled trans people surf? That's the issue.
I don't know. The wetsuit covers it up pretty well, so you can't really see, can you?
You can see in a wetsuit, all right. You're going to see everything.
Ah, true, yeah.
They bodyboard, don't they?
Exclusively.
Where'd you hear that bullshit from?
I don't know. It was a headline on the internet.
How far is it going to go down? Like, fucking table tennis is not fucking... It's ruled by Asians or...
If minorities are good at it, they just steer clear of it. Oh, yeah. No, that's right. That sounds about right. Good work. Diversity.
Yeah, that's pretty much the list. Oh, fucking... Kodak insider trading. Who heard about that shit?
Only you.
No. Only me.
Only you. You're the only cunt who reads up on that shit. He started reading to me stock prices earlier.
Like, well, they were $2 3 days ago, and now they were like 50. Now they're like 20.
Did you buy it? I'd be more interested. Did you buy
Kodak?
Fucking...
just fucking bomb me up.
Yeah, they did.
Fucking... Yeah. Yeah.
So what do they come back with? They've invented, like, everyone's going old school hipster and buying those 24 shot fucking disposable cameras.
No, they got a fucking grant from the government to make like drugs and shit for COVID. So, like, everyone knew that, like, everyone up there knew that this was going to happen. And then, like, the day before it, there was just a mass volume of trades, like, people buying heaps of shares up. I was like, yeah, the news hasn't even dropped yet.
Fucking hell.
There's just cunts buying up. Like, fuck. That's what you have to be. You have to be connected.
Has anybody thrown out the old Kodak vid jokes yet at all?
No. Do you want to have a crack?
I just did then. It didn't work well.
Yep.
Oh, that's going to be a going on thing from now on, isn't
it?
You need a button for that, I think, on your keyboard.
Yep.
Fucking, instead of saying, you bomb, just fucking,
yep.
That's awesome.
We have to start doing it now.
I'm so glad I came up with that.
What? Yep.
Yep.
The word?
Yep.
Are you appropriating this word now?
No, I just wanted to steal Mitch's bit. Yeah. see if he'd bite. He just looked at me like, no.
I'll wait until the recorder's off.
And then chase me up the street. Yeah. Three steps.
Down the street.
Yeah. Oh, man. The best thing about walking up your driveway is knowing it's going to be way easier on the way back.
What happens if your legs fail and you start rolling on the way down there?
Oh, well, it'd give me an excuse.
To what?
Just be a lazy piece of shit.
Yep. We're just going to lie in the garden the rest of your life.
This is where I am now.
Cool. I think we've already made the joke. I made it a couple of weeks ago. It's like if you cut both my legs off, it'd fucking make no difference to my quality of life whatsoever. It'd be honestly a welcome change for me. Then I'd have an excuse to be a piece of shit.
Mitch's extreme weight loss program. Yeah. Take my legs.
Yeah.
The only problem is you have to find shorter blokes than you to fucking fight then. And
I'd just be punching cunts in the dick. With my
punching
mouth.
Punching cunts in the dick. With my mouth.
Yep.
Fuck. Oh, so you've been writing jokes then, haven't you?
Yeah, kind of.
What do you got?
Oh, we're looking at the premise part, is it?
Yeah, this is the premise
part. Yeah. I forgot to do it last week and completely forgot it, but then I remembered it again. I was like, oh, yeah. You know how all comics, when COVID started, everyone's like, oh, fuck, I'll just use this time to write jokes and be productive. And then COVID's over and we haven't written any jokes.
Speak for yourself.
Well, yeah. Maybe.
Ethan's written a garage joke.
Haven't written any funny jokes.
Pretty good.
Yeah, yeah. And it was like, and I didn't do that. And I was also like really fucking considering, you know, like exercise and stuff like that.
It's considering
like,
it.
Yeah, that didn't happen either. So it's like, so I got on stage and I was like, yeah, my pants are too tight now and I haven't got any funny jokes. It's like, imagine. Don't even worry about it.
So you're doing, kind of doing what I was doing where you're like beforehand, like my pants were too tight and I didn't have any funny jokes and then COVID came along and now my pants are too tight and I don't have any funny jokes.
Yeah. I was more like, it was more like, oh yeah, imagine how good this set would be if I liked writing jokes as much as I like KFC. But. Oh, that's obviously not that funny.
Yep.
Yep.
It's kind of sad.
You should,
really?
A little bit, yeah.
It is.
You should give yourself the carrot and the stick, write a joke, have a piece of chicken. And then...
Do the jokes have to be to a certain standard?
Well,
about the boat standard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Above car boat level.
Yeah.
Car boat level. That's the cutoff.
Gives you a lot of wiggle room, right?
Yeah. Look, maybe it was the way I delivered it. I think that joke's got legs.
No. Oh, man.
No.
Oh, fuck, that reminds me of that. I've got to write that down. Do you remember that podcast where I accidentally made that fucking punchline? I was joking about, like, disabled porn, and I was like, that joke's got legs.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
The amputee porn.
It, yeah, we named the podcast after.
Yeah, all right, I've got to do that.
Yeah.
But could you chuck us my phone, please?
You fucking... What?
His phone.
What do you need your phone for, mate? We're on a podcast.
It's got jokes in it.
Yeah. You know the entire premise of this podcast? Yeah. Nah, my bad.
We're really killing how to not do it today.
Yeah.
Oh, you did a pretty good job with Cabba and actually talking about how... What not to do?
Yeah, yeah. He actually had stuff written down. He's like, oh, yeah, these are tips that I can give all young up-and-comers. I'm like, no, don't do that.
That sounds too close to the title.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't do that. Yeah, that sounds like we're getting some traction and structure to this fucking shit show.
he's not coming back then, is he?
No. He's definitely not. What you got, Ronan?
Oh, they're pretty bad, so I think they're about carboat level.
I got my yeps ready. Let's do it. Carboat jokes. I'm making a folder called Carboat Jokes on my computer.
Oh, this would be right up yours. This is one of those ideas I had when I was ripped. It's like, you know your diet's bad when your shit sticks to the bowl. And it goes nowhere. That's definitely in a yep level, that one.
It does go nowhere. It's
bad that I'm like, what? All my shits stick to the bowl.
Maybe you need to change your diet then.
Yeah, need a bit more fibre.
Nah, it's all rubbish.
Nah, right? Read them.
Read them. That's what we're here for, mate. Yeah. How to not do it.
You know, people say you shouldn't let your disabilities get in the way of like your dreams and all that.
Yeah.
But what if you want to be an excavator driver and you've got Parkinson's disease?
Oh, man.
That's slightly above carbide level, is it?
Do you just dig real fast? Like, how does that work?
Pretty good with the shake into the bucket. I mean.
Yeah. I like it.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah, that is good.
Fair enough.
If I steal that Parkinson's joke that Mark had, then that'll be two in one night. If we do it.
I gifted you that one and that other one.
I still haven't done it. What's the other one?
I told you that on the other night. I don't really want to repeat it. I don't want that to remember be recorded. That's not cool.
We'll do it off air, all right?
Well, yeah, we will.
Ready? Go.
What's wrong with that? That's perfect.
It's not. Please tell me that didn't get recorded.
Wait, look, honestly?
No, it didn't.
Honestly, you could change that if you didn't say retarded and just Down
that's
syndrome.
That's been recorded.
Yeah, that's where they'll draw the line. Like, you can't use the word retarded, but if you just say Down syndrome.
If you did it from the angle.
It ticks all their boxes. They're like, they're only afraid of words. They don't actually know what they mean.
The other way around. So you start out by saying, I want to be really inclusive. Like, I really want to like hire people even though they have disabilities. Yeah. Yeah. Start out from that end of it. And go, I hired this guy, and he's really good at slow cooking. Like, that's the punchline, isn't it? Like, yeah. The slow cooker part.
Yeah.
All the meals are extra juicy because he dribbles in
them. Ah, it's good. That is good.
Maybe too far.
I like it.
Are we back on, are we?
Yeah, no, we've been back on.
We've been back on as soon
back
as he started
time.
Telling the joke.
Yeah. I thought so.
No, I cut you telling it, but
we all know what the joke is.
Yeah. Yeah, so we'll repeat it now.
Yeah.
But that's the thing, you shouldn't be cancelled for not knowing how to write a joke.
I said, how to structure it. I was like, with my joke the other week about Victoria, I was really tossing up whether I should even use the word retarded in it. And I was like, no, fuck those cunts. It makes the joke way better. Like,
fuck those cunts as in the politically correct people?
Yeah.
Or the retards? You should really specify.
Well, I didn't hear any groans from it though, so
no.
Everybody got on board.
Yeah, I looked over, Buttsy was laughing, I was like,
oh, that's a win.
Fuck yeah. There was plenty of times when Buttsy just had his head in his fucking hands.
Like, just, oh my God.
When you were on stage.
Was that my set?
Did you just do your set to him, did you?
No, but when I did that specific joke, I was like, I wonder if Buttsy will like that one. Oh, he did.
I learnt not to do that when Milos came to a gig one time and I fucking bombed. I was like, oh yeah, if I impress him, I'll get a spot. Jesus, dog.
The ball's right there. Just get it.
This dog's mental. All right, I've got a joke.
Your dog's retarded.
Yeah. I've got a joke. All
right.
It's a pretty shit joke. It's a one-liner or a two-liner set-up punchline. My girlfriend said she wants to go away for a weekend. I said, that's awesome. How about you go away for a whole week?
Yep.
Yep.
Fucking hell.
Terrible.
You can give that one to the alcoholic joke thief.
Yeah, that's a...
Oh, he wouldn't even take that one.
Like, nah, man. I'm good. You can keep that one.
I can't ruin that anymore.
He's like, I don't know if you realise, but my thing is making jokes worse.
He has a stroke because he's like, I can't fuck it up anymore.
It's like trying to divide by zero.
He just I was going to make a real nerdy joke, and then I was like, oh, no, I better not.
I even wrote badumtis after that. It's that bad.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
And then I had this other one. I was, like, talking to Shaz about... she's always like, oh, we've got to fucking do stuff together. That's where that one came from. She keeps hounding me to, like, take her away on a weekend or some shit. And I was like, oh, what about skydiving?
Why doesn't she take you away? Because you wouldn't go. Like, that'd probably be it.
But, yeah, well, it's the same thing. Like, her taking me away is us going away, but she chooses where to go, which is generally what happens.
Yeah, which sounds like a bad idea, to be honest.
Yeah, I'm like, let's go here.
She'll pay.
She's like, that's cool. How about we go here, though? Like, oh, fuck. All right.
Yeah, all your ideas, they all suck.
Yeah, we're doing this.
So I want to fucking bring something up, actually. Oh, shit. We were talking about this earlier today, me and Josh. We're having a good fucking prawn thing. Nothing about that. So my wife Tanya, for her birthday, I got her chicken parmy, and she got stoned. And it was the best meal she's ever had in her life, and she had a great time. Ethan is like, oh, you got your missus a chicken parmy. Like, fucking...
I didn't say anything about this until you got your friend, who was also female, like a $100 present for her birthday.
Oh, yeah.
But you got your
wife... No, that was a combined...
You got your wife and yourself food from the local RSL
for her birthday. Takeaway.
Because you're going to get takeaway anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a fucking good burger.
You spoiled
anyway,
it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And Ethan's like, oh, fucking, you got your missus a palmy. And I'm like, the year before, like last year, I think it was, I took all of our circle of friends out. We went to a restaurant. I bought everyone like all of like the pre-meal snacks and all of that shit. And I put a $400 fucking tab on the bar. And the next year, I'm like, oh, we're a little bit tight on money. We'll just fucking take it easy. I'll just get her stoned and get her a chicken palmy. And Ethan's like, oh, mate, you're a fucking... You're fucking next level,
to be honest.
You are fucking next level.
You went halves.
When have you ever treated our entire circle of friends to anything, ever? Let alone taking your missus out with all our friends and paid for all that shit.
She had a party here last year where everyone came over. Did you pay for anything? Yeah.
What? Besides, not
a cake, apparently.
Yeah. Not a cake. You can't even buy your missus a cake.
All right. Just because I'm a piece of shit doesn't mean you can use that against you being a piece of shit. That's not a valid argument.
I'm not a piece of shit. That's what I'm trying to say.
But you bought
spent the last 20 minutes talking about it?
Oh, yeah.
Everybody in this room is a piece of shit.
You went halves with your friend who, like, you and your wife went halves on a present, which was $100 for your friend.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you got her a palmy. And you're saying money's tight, but you have money, you have $100.
My wife already fucks me.
I was just
this friend doesn't.
I was just like, a palmy, I don't know. Probably not up there on the list of presents to buy your missus for a birthday.
I tell you what's a palmy's better than?
What's that?
No cake.
But the bad thing, now she's got to buy you a car.
Rebuttal, bitch. Yep.
The car will be a combined Christmas and birthday present, I guess.
Combined palmy as well.
Yeah. Oh, shit. I try and help you. And this is what I get. This is why I don't.
You
this
help
is why
me
I no
with
longer
snarky,
give you advice.
Backhanded comments like a woman.
You're like, I should buy a BMW. I'm like, bro, that's probably not a good idea. Your missus probably won't ever get a palmy next year if you do that. You're like, fuck you. You didn't buy your girlfriend a cake.
Well, you didn't.
No, I didn't. I bought her two cakes the next year.
Yeah,
so,
and I didn't get
Tanya
any
look forward to
until
two
the day after, and it was fucking
two
stale.
Two palmies next year if he doesn't eat the other one.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Any other bones to pick, Mitchell?
Honestly, Shaz should eat less. That way I've got more leftovers when she finishes her meals when she goes to the pub too. Just saying.
You should eat less, motherfucker. If anyone should eat less, it's you.
Oh, shit. Oh. Yeah, kind of walked into that one.
Unbelievable.
It was more of a waddle, but okay.
But,
this has been a good podcast.
It has.
How long has it been going for? Fuck, I was going to go buy a bong.
Again, a palmy.
Can't afford any presents.
Oh, man.
Can afford bongs, can afford weed, can afford to drive your car into floodwater. Money's a bit tight, though. You're fucked.
Money's not tight at all.
My pants are.
That. But I've also got me Mrs. Super to spend. So.
Jesus Christ.
It's all right.
You need an intervention. Anyway. Fucking, we done?
I think we're done.
I think we're done.
This has been good. I've had a good laugh. I'm slightly sweaty now. I use the word slightly loosely.
It's a good thing you don't have to walk up the driveway.
Now. Yeah, no. Thank fuck.
Podcasting really takes it out of you, doesn't it?
Oh, man. This is that walk to the fridge.
Fuck. All right. Anyone else got any bits they want to fucking check
Mark,
out?
You got anything, mate?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Did you go to writing group the other night?
No, I didn't.
Neither did I.
Eddie bailed and I was like, no.
Yeah.
I'm not going to go.
I'm glad I didn't turn up then. Because it would have just been like, no people there.
Yeah.
It helps if there's more people.
It helps. You need a big group.
Then you reach a maximum amount of people where you're like, oh, any more than this is bad because it just never fucking ends.
Six is good.
Yeah.
Six or seven. I went into an ice cream shop the other night, like a proper ice cream store. One of the flavours was Michael Jackson.
Yep.
So I said to the girl, is that one popular with the kids? She didn't get it at all. Just went straight over the head. She's just looking at me going, yeah, I think it is.
They seem to really love it.
Yeah. So why would you name your ice cream after a
pedophile?
A potential pedophile.
Yeah. This one was strange. This and Dennis Ferguson were great.
Yeah. Some Epstein sauce on top, should be right.
Yeah, it's just weird.
Oh, man. So, pedophile ice cream.
I didn't finish my fucking skydiving bit.
It's probably shit.
Yeah, it is shit, but I'll do it anyway.
Yeah.
As is the podcast.
As is tradition.
So, I was telling Chaz, like, oh, yeah, we should go skydiving to do something together. She's like, yeah, I'll be keen. I'll be like, you're not, like, you wouldn't freak out? You wouldn't cry on the way up? She's like, nah. She's like, oh, what about, like, when you jump out of the plane and the wind's like blowing into your mouth, like, isn't it hard to breathe? I'm like, that's what you're worried about? You're not worried about the chute not opening? But then I'm like, I don't know if you've heard of this because you're a woman, but you can just shut your mouth. Yes.
Yes. Write it down.
Got it.
Tick. All right.
Sweet, we got one.
I'm glad we got a couple of good funny jokes out of that.
I actually said that to her at dinner. At that new Thai restaurant, there's a whole table of like couples sitting behind us. And they overheard it and they're just like, what the fuck?
Oh, man. It's the worst when you look like a piece of shit in public.
No, she cracked up though. She liked it.
That's gold.
Yeah, good. You fucking got me.
Yeah. But if you call her Sharon.
Oh, watch out. Don't do that.
We were talking about that today, actually, when Robbo mistook her name, called her Sharon, and she just started crying.
Sounds super close to Karen, that's why. So.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yep.
You gotta go get your parents.
Yeah.
In the van. All right.
Fuck. Is that your van out the front?
Nah, it's yours.
Ah, yeah.
I'm not fucking well off, you know. I'm a piece of shit comic, so.
You're a tradie. You should be the richest person in this room.
Yeah, but I still haven't got enough work coming in.
Yeah.
Myself, you were a tradie too, Mitchell. You've got a trade.
We say that fucking term loosely. Like, it was a trade in the Air Force. Like, kind of. Like, when I finished it, I was like, oh, sweet, I can go work for Boeing. And like, no, you can't. you've learned these particular types of jets, and it'll be thousands of dollars to learn others. I'm like, ah, oh. So it's useless. They're like, yep. Thanks for coming.
Alrighty.
Alright, love you. Bye.